Welcome into the very first edition of Gimme 5, a brand new women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and throughout this season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with players in the conference who have compelling stories, interesting backgrounds, or who are just playing especially well. It's so exciting to welcome in Gimme 5's inaugural guest, Purdue forward Dre Mingo. There aren't many stories that are more compelling than Dre's. 2 days before Thanksgiving last year, Dre was found unresponsive on the floor of her apartment with only a slight pulse. She was rushed to the hospital where doctors determined she had contracted bacterial meningitis. She was given a 50% chance of survival. Less than a month later, Dre made a triumphant return to the court despite losing a percentage of her hearing in both ears. Dre wound up having a great season and was named third team All Big Ten. She was optimistic for her senior year, but recently in a preseason practice, Dre was hit again by misfortune. She was making a move to the basket and tore the anterior cruciate ligament in her left knee. Dre will have surgery soon and is planning to appeal to the NCAA for a rare sixth year of eligibility. Dre, welcome in. How are you holding up?
I'm great. Pushing forward and enjoying rehab.
Yeah, you have just been through a roller coaster ride. I mean, how difficult has it been over the last year to stay positive?
I mean, it's really tough sometimes to stay positive, but I've had an amazing fan base. I've had an amazing network of people around me, my family and my coaches and teammates have been phenomenal in making sure that I stay as positive as I can.
Yeah, and you say also that your faith plays a huge role in staying positive. Tell me a little bit about that.
For sure. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I believe the man upstairs has a greater plan for everyone, and my faith is in that.
Yeah. Now, when this happened to your knee, you heard that infamous pop you were describing, what's going through your mind at that point? I mean, you're staying positive and you believe in your faith, but at that point you must have had that why me, not again, this is so unfair moment.
For sure. I knew exactly what I'd done when I did it. And I kind of just had that moment where I was just like, oh gosh, please, please, please. But like I said before, amazing support from family and teammates and coaches that'll get me through this.
And I would imagine, too, that very same mentality got you through that fight against meningitis as well.
For sure.
Yeah. So how scary was that entire episode? Like I said, you're in the hospital in critical condition. You're given a 50% chance of survival. You're experiencing this hearing loss. That's heavy stuff. And we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of all of this, by the way. How scary was that? And just thinking back on that moment in time, too.
Actually, I think it was more scary for the people around me to kind of see me in that state than it really was for me because I was unconscious during that time. But I think the scariest part was just kind of learning to adjust to the new lifestyle I lead with my hearing loss.
Yeah, you said that you were scared to see the reaction like on your mother's face. I mean, that really brought it home to you, didn't it?
For sure. My mom, coaches, and a couple of teammates were kind of saw me when I was really bad, and they just described things as just not looking well at all.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you also, people may not know this, is that you do have permanent hearing loss in your ears, but when you first woke up in the hospital, you actually had no hearing, correct?
No hearing at all.
How long did it take for that to come back?
It took couple of days, I'd say close to a week for me to have a little bit of improvement.
Yeah. And as you were telling me before, I mean, if you didn't know before, you certainly found out quickly what a support system you have within your team, the coaches, your family and friends, and in the entire community in West Lafayette as well. You really had an outpouring of support when this happened and are getting the same kind of support now with your knee, aren't you?
For sure. Boilermaker Country has rallied around me. So I had my bout with meningitis last year, and they continue to give me hope every day. My teammates, family, and coaches have been phenomenal in getting me through this whole process as well.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about just getting back on the court last year. You mentioned that it was against Auburn at Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. You're back on the court in about a month after being in the hospital with life-threatening meningitis. How wonderful was that? And were you surprised at how well you were able to get back into the swing of things?
I was. I was overjoyed to be able to get back to doing what I loved, considering that basically all the odds were stacked against me. But just so excited to be able to finish the season out with my teammates and my coaches. I was really looking forward to this season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to add, too, you were telling me how thrilling it was at that game at Conseco Fieldhouse against Auburn to get a standing ovation by all the fans. How special is that for you? And you'll remember that forever.
I will remember that forever. Best moment of my basketball career, just to have people who didn't know me just stand and clap for me and help me to celebrate my life was phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned looking forward to this season after getting back on the court last year, finishing up strong. You're thinking this is going to be a great senior year for you. Let's talk a little bit about what you were hoping for out of this season, things you worked on in the offseason, what your goals were.
For sure. My goals this offseason were to just be a more versatile player, especially on defense, and just kind of gradually expanding my game to be more guard-like. But I was very excited for this season. And we'll be excited to continue to keep working.
What are your plans now that you kind of have to make the adjustment and you're out with the knee injury? What can you do to help the team?
Aggressively attacking rehab and just being as mentally focused and positive as I can be, and being an assistant coach on the sidelines for my teammates as well.
Okay. All right. So you are going to apply for that sixth year of eligibility. Do you think that you have a compelling case for the NCAA?
I sure hope so. I really hope that they take into account everything that I've been through over these last couple of years and let me have another go at wearing a Purdue jersey.
Yeah, because you feel that you have unfinished business. Your career hasn't quite gone the way that you would like with the injuries and illnesses.
For sure. I'd love to have another year here at Purdue to give it another go.
And let's talk a little bit about your future beyond basketball. The WNBA might be in your future. You might like to keep playing, whether it be here or over in Europe. But you also will be going to medical school at some point. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, that's the plan. Lifetime goal has been to be a pediatric cardiologist, and I'll be pursuing medical school after I'm done playing.
Yeah, and let's talk about the pediatric cardiology, a very specific interest. Where does that come from, Dre?
I have always loved the heart as a kid, have known since I was 7 that I wanted to be a cardiologist and work with the heart in some sort of way, and children are my passion, and I want to dedicate my life's work to them.
You were telling me that even at age 7, you were reading anatomy books, and you knew all about the body, and that's where your interest started.
For sure. I was just a weird kid.
Well, you're in for a bright future, that's for sure, and kids everywhere are going to be glad to have you in that profession. Tell me one thing about yourself that people don't know about, maybe a weird quirk or an interesting hobby.
I love to cook, and I cook for my teammates all the time.
Yeah, and your specialties are?
My specialties are Southern food and really bad things that probably a heart doctor wouldn't want you to eat. stuff like fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and all the yummy stuff that puts pounds on you.
I was going to say there's an irony in that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there is.
You're going to have to start cooking more heart-healthy foods.
For sure.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about the Boilers this season. They are definitely going to be missing you, but a lot is returning for Coach Sharon Versip, a lot of seniors back, a lot of veterans. How do you think they're going to do this season?
I think they'll do phenomenally. They're focused, they're hungry, and they're ready to have fun and make the most out of the season.
All right. Well, that does it for the first edition of Gimme 5. I would like to thank Dre Mingo. Great stuff, Dre. Thanks so much for your time, and I'd like to encourage you all to join us again next time. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.